You're listening to Wavelength on BFM 89.9.
That's right. You're locked into Wavelength, bringing you the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. I'm your host, Off Neil Ting, and this week on the show, we are continuing our partnership with the folks at TAMA. That's the Taiwan ASEAN Music Action. We'll be finding out more about the music scene in Taiwan and hear from talented Taiwanese acts over the course of our six-part collaboration, once a week over 6 months. This is an initiative by the Ministry of Culture of Taiwan and Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in Malaysia. For more information, you can head on over to www.taiwanaseanmusicaction.com for more information. Later on in the show, we'll kick things off by talking to a few people who have worked on the Taiwan Beats Showcase at a recent South by Southwest, where they got six talented acts to perform at six different cultural venues all across Taiwan. I'll be speaking to Xiao Shuan from the team behind the video, Young Team Productions, as well as two bands who performed in that video, Hong Yu and Jian Qi from Mong Tong, and Raven, Agao and Rail from the band Sleeping Brain. All coming up right after a couple of Taiwanese tracks that I've lined up for you, so do keep it locked and stay tuned. Let's get right into the first tune. It's by the band Cosmos People, Yu Zhou Ren, with the track Li Xiang Zhuang Tai, right here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you. 和你，我在角落过着不被谁顾问的生活。沉重，没有你的活泼，没有你的笑容，我在这一个人寂寞。爱情只是一个简单的问题，梦见你我心却变得不平静，怀疑什么是浪漫。我只想每个睁开眼的早上都能听见美丽轻盈的步伐，好想把你收藏。 I say hey yo， 我是无法懂得想在一起生活以后喝杯咖啡的轻松，很想说告诉你今天我
the track Ariel right here on Wavelength. I'll be playing one more Taiwanese tune for you before a short break, and then we'll be finding out more about the Taiwan Beats Showcase at the recent South by Southwest. You wouldn't want to miss out, do stay tuned. Here's one more track for you in the meantime. It's by the band Shallow Levy, Qian Ti, and it's a track featuring Joe Ng. Check it out. This one's called Ye Wan De Ta Zhi Dao right here on Wavelength, BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
처음 봤을 때도 넌 조금은 취해 있었지. 발그레한 미소를 띠며 했던 말 건배해요. 잊지 못해. Good.
Welcome back to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region. Right now, joining me on the show, I have the guys from Mong Tong, the band Sleeping Brain, and also Xiao Shuan from Young Team Productions on the show. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining me on the show.
Hi.
Hello.
As a starter, maybe we can take turns to share some background on what you do and maybe your roles in the band. Maybe we can start with Xiao Shuan.
Okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Xiao Shuan. I'm from Young Team Productions. And Young Team Productions is the organizer of Taiwan Beats Showcase at South by Southwest 2022. And maybe first after all, I can introduce a little about what is Taiwan Beats Showcase. So basically, this is a project of Ministry of Culture in Taiwan and aiming to export Taiwanese music to the international market. So Taiwan Beats Showcase has participated in many overseas festivals, such as Glastonbury in England, Summer Sonic in Japan, and South by Southwest in USA. So each time, there will be different organizers who will plan and execute this project. And this year is Young Team Production who will organize the Taiwan Biz Showcase at South by Southwest. Yeah.
Very nice. You guys from Sleeping Brain, maybe you can introduce yourself and what role you play.
Hi, we are Sleeping Brain from Taiwan, and I'm the lead vocal. I'm Raven.
I am Tom, and also they call me Argao. I'm a guitarist in Sleeping Brain.
I'm a bassist. I'm Grail.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you guys on the show. And Mong Tong?
Hello, we are Mong Tong. I'm the bassist and program from Mong Tong, Hong Yu.
I'm Jun Qi. I'm guitarist and synthesizer.
So glad to have everyone on the show today. Maybe as a starter, you guys were all involved in the Taiwan Beats Showcase at a recent South by Southwest, right? Where six group of artists played at six different cultural venues all over Taiwan. What went behind the process of choosing those six venues?
So actually, first of all, we have to recommend all the Taiwanese band that we think of recently might be uprising or they have a potential in international market to the music supervisor at South by Southwest, which is James. And then we give the list, and then James mainly is he choose the bands which is participate this year's for Taiwan Beats Showcase. For the location, actually, at the first we choose lots of different location, but we have to evaluate the possibility to executive, or we have to communicate with the venue. So after all, we choose, and also we have to consider the character of each band as well.
Because for like Mong Tong, right, they performed at Pawn Shop. It's I would say a club that they're famous for not having any photos or videos allowed in. So what was that experience like for you guys to play at that venue?
Like Pawn Shop, we've been participating in another show maybe last year or in 2020, and this is a really secret place. They basically, when you need to enter the club, you need to have stickers on your camera, you know, you cannot shoot anything. So this is it's a really interesting experience to perform again in Pawn Shop, and we are really honored to have two shows in Pawn Shop, which is we are the first band to perform twice in Pawn Shop. Really fun.
What about Sleeping Brain? You guys perform at a venue called Venue, which is a multi-function venue. How was that experience like?
It's very cool. The its full name is Shidi Venue. It's a very cool place. They not only a cool bar, and also you can some people throw the party or exhibition. Yeah, it's our first time we've been playing there. So it's a very cool experience.
I really enjoyed the video's transition, you know, because every time the video moves on to a different location, it feels like you're going into a portal and traveling across Taiwan, even though it's an online showcase. Was that all part of the plan?
Actually, this year, the theme our design is we want to give the audience a feeling like a time traveling. So at the first, we film Sorry Youth at the Wu Feng Ling family. It's an ancient architect place, very famous in Taiwan for their history. It's a very important history scene in Taiwan. So at the first, it's an old scene. And then we move to DJ question mark on the electric flower car, which is also a related the religions in Taiwan. Normally we put the god on the electric car, and then we make a carnival parade. Yeah, and then we move to a movie theater in Tainan, which is also an antique vintage theater as well. The time passing is from the ancient to modern. That's our design of this video.
I see. If I'm not wrong, this is the second time that Young Team Productions were involved in this South by Southwest online showcase, right, together with Taiwan Beats. What did you guys do differently this time around compared to last year's showcase?
I think last year's showcase is because during the COVID situation, so there's not possible to travel in the world for everybody. So at the first, our idea is maybe we can make this video use this video to make people, when they're watching, they are like really traveling Taiwan. So first year we try to film in a scene like mountain or a factory or even temple and the fishing field restaurant in Taiwan, which is very iconic view and spatial.
It's really amazing how you are traveling through different sounds in Taiwan, but you are also literally traveling through different locations in Taiwan as well. So you're really having a full-on travel of sound and sight. How is the response for the video like?
People really like it, actually. So when the first time we filmed this video in South by Southwest in the showcase, and lots of American audience, they are very amazed about the, especially the shrimp fishing restaurant, because that's the view they never see, and they really hope that if next time we do the showcase at site, we can make a real shrimp fishing place in their in our showcase, because they want to experience this. It's very special for them.
For the bands that played, right, were you guys allowed to do multiple takes when recording the performance?
I think we give them three times.
How was that experience for you guys, like, you know, recording it? Because I would say it's a bit different from playing a live show, because for a live show, you have a crowd. But for this one, it's almost like a virtual show where you're playing in front of the crew members, right? How was the experience like shooting the video?
We have to not only focus on our music and focus on our pose or something, because we want to present looks cool. So it's a different from a normal life for us,
Well, I think the best one is when we shoot, when we take the shot in the venue, and they have a drone flying on the venue, and which is because Pawn Shop is a club, right? So it's really small. So when the drone was flying on the ceilings, it's pretty dangerous. So I was like really afraid of like hitting or have a haircut by the drone at that time. So. Yeah, I think this is the most interesting experience I've ever had, maybe.
How do you guys decide what song to pick to play at the showcase?
Well, we choose Anambra and Mingyo Pop, which they have similar BPM and they have the same vibe. And like, for example, Anambra is a 4-on-4 beat song, and Mingyo Pop is, I think both of them are more like a danceable song, which fits the venue. Because since Pawn Shop is a club, right? Yeah. And I think that's the main reason. And the other reason is both of the songs we sampled different materials from different countries. So I think this represents the variety of culture in Taiwan.
What about Sleeping Brain?
Because we play in a venue basement, so we are not using the real drum this time. We choose our electrical side of our songs. Yeah, and we choose a Thinking Rap and a Coldplay. It's our latest released single song.
I know the tune Sinking Rough from the album Dystopia has an English version as well, right? What was the idea behind that? Do you think language is still a barrier?
Yeah, to us, yes. Because when you sing in Mandarin, foreigners don't understand the lyrics. In East Asia, we are used to having the subtitles, but not every country has them. And our ex-drummer, she is an American. She helped us to translate our song to the English version because we want to try to increase our exposure for the global market.
How was that experience like recording Sinking Raft in English? Was it very difficult? Because the melodies were already meant to fit the Mandarin language, right? So once you change the language, do you find that certain melodies did not fit as well?
Yeah. But we try our best to fit in. Yeah, and accent is a big challenge to me. Yeah, because English is not my mother language. Our ex-drummer helped me to not sound too Taiwanese in English. Yeah, more American.
I think you did pretty well. But do you see a future where the band would put out more English tunes, maybe?
Maybe.
是一样像昨天一样安静地等待天亮关上了窗。 I'm currently speaking to Xiao Xuan from Young Team Productions, alongside the guys from Mong Tong and Sleeping Brain. We've been finding out more details about the Taiwan Beats Showcase for the recent South by Southwest. heading for yet another short break. But before that, here's something from Sleeping Brain. It's the one we've just talked about, called Sinking Raft by Sleeping Brain. We'll be back right after this, right here on Wavelength BFM 89.9.
Who blind themselves from the shore to drift into the night, possessed by your pale moonlight. Your whisper drifts on the tides and lingers in the air. Darkness all around, reaching out, I realize you're not there. Waves crashing down, hopes come undone. Slowly they drown, until
welcome back to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region with me, Off Neil Ting. I've been speaking to Xiao Xuan from Young Team Productions and the guys from Taiwanese bands Mong Tong and Sleeping Brain, all of which were involved in the Taiwan Beats Showcase video for this year's South by Southwest. And we were previously discussing about whether language is a barrier when it comes to entering the global market. What about Mong Tong? Is language a barrier for you guys? I know you guys will be opening for bands like Kikagaku Moyo, where they're not really singing English, they're singing a bit of a made-up language, gibberish a bit, and it's not really a problem for them. What about you guys?
I think it's not also a big problem for us, since we are like an instrumental duo, but we indeed put a lot of like Mandarin samples, voice samples, and maybe some samples from Korean, like in Minyo Pop, the chant, the girl singing is actually a Korean singing their own mingyo, which is their folk song. Folk song. So yeah, it's actually a barrier, but I think we did pretty well on that case, you know, because I think we are inspired by hip-hop music. They put a lot of their spoken word in their language, right? But still, I don't need to understand that language, but I can still feel that vibe, that groove. It is a problem, but I think in the future it will be not so big problem. In the future, yeah, if your music is international enough, I guess. Yeah,
for me, I think that YouTube and Spotify calculation methods will break the barrier of language for sure. Like, for example, in Taiwan, we already have lots of bands like Sunset Roller Coaster and Elephant Jing among them as well. I think the percentage of their overseas fans is growing now. And but at the same time, that means the uniqueness and the recognition of the bands, and no matter in musically or in terms of their image, has become particularly important for audience without knowing the language.
When I think of, you know, expanding the band to another country, you think of things like touring multiple locations just to get your music heard. Are there any other ways to promote your music globally in this digital age besides going to the country itself and playing multiple shows?
I think like social media is really important these days. You don't need to go abroad since there are COVID-19, right? So like for us, we have, well, to tell you a secret, we have like 50 social media accounts around every platform, you know, any platform you can imagine. Like there are so many possibilities on like promoting on your social media. It's like playing video games. So we are trying to make it fun, make it like a game so you can find us in every platform. Yeah.
Because we are not really known overseas. So I think we must not have found an effective way to promote our music globally. So yeah, we're still working on it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think first of all, make yourself to be visible internationally is very important. So I think the way Mongdong is doing is very, actually is useful. Like you need to manage like like local social media in your target country. For example, this time when we tried to promote this band in America, we found that like Twitter and Bandcamp is very important for them because it's their approach to of information. And also, I think find some local supporting is very important. For example, making connection with local bands or label or media seems important as well. And I think like Mongdong, they are going to have a European tour in Europe next month, right? So it starts from making a connection with the band. So I think this way is really useful.
Mongdong, since you guys will be touring soon, right? How's the preparations like so far?
Well, so far we've booked the flights and like everything is settled, and I think the problem we have now is maybe anxiety. I don't know. Only anxiety. And maybe we'll bring a lot of merchandise to the audience in Europe. So everything went smooth. I would say.
Do you feel an added pressure of, because if you're performing in Europe, I'm assuming there are a few people in the audience that are listening to a Taiwanese band for the very first time. So do you feel like, you know, the pressure of kind of representing and showcasing your country's culture when you're performing?
Well, actually no, because like you said, Kikaku Moyo has a label called Guru Band, right?
Yep.
So Guru Band has released like Scattered Purgatory, Prairie WWW, which is also Taiwanese band. So I think Guru Band has a audience in Europe, which familiar to Eastern culture, including Taiwan. So I think there's a target audience, and that's one of the reasons why they invited us to join their tour.
Over at Sleeping Brain, now that you guys have slowly put out singles that are in English as well, what's the next step for the band in terms of going global?
We don't have a set plan for going global next time. Yeah, in these days we only working on our own music, so we will figure out someday.
So that South by Southwest video was technically like a stepping point, would you say, for the band?
Yeah, South by Southwest is a good starting point for us.
So for all those listeners out there that would really want to be like you guys to eventually perform in South by Southwest for a showcase, what's usually the next step after, you know, a showcase like this? What should bands do after they've gotten to South by Southwest and perform? What's the next step usually after that?
I think most of the time when people they participate the showcase South by Southwest, there will be already lots of no matter it's a label or it's a booker, they will participate this showcase, and normally you can really contact with them. So as I know, some bands they during this festival they already build up a connection or try to connect with some local supporting. So I think it's already some starting. And after that, I think like this time on Team Projection, I think we really use the advantage of an online show, because we really do lots of promotion, not only in American but also worldwide. Like we really spread the press in Japan or Thailand or even in Europe, everywhere. So we try to make the exposure to be the most, so that at least the audience in the world, they know, okay, there's a Taiwan Beat Showcase and there are some bands, Taiwanese, we can keep following, or like I might be interesting. So I think that's what we can do different with like really having a show at site.
And you know, South by Southwest annually, it attracts, I think for this year it attracted over 2,000 acts from 60 over countries showcasing their work, and everybody wants to be seen, right? So it can get pretty overwhelming with the huge number. What's your best advice to stand out from the crowd, you know, for an event like South by Southwest where there's just so many musical acts and everybody's talented?
I think before participate, I think you really need to make lots of homework about, for example, in your music genre, there are what kind of label it could be, or what kind of media it could be, what kind of band which is more familiar with you. Maybe you can start from that direction so that you can reach the same kind of people, same kind of fans. Yeah, there are too many kinds of music at the same time in South by Southwest, as you say.
Last but not least, maybe for our listeners right now, they are just finding out about your band for the very first time. Is there any music that they should look forward to in the future? Anything you're dropping soon?
We're still composing our new music, so we'll consider to release more English version song some days.
Looking forward to that. Mong Tong?
We'll release a audiobook, which is a new try for us, in the end of May. But it's a pity because it's on Mandarin. So we also have a instrumental version of that audiobook for the B-side. And the other one is maybe in the end of this year, we are releasing another full album. And it's about like subtropical culture and subtropical countries music. So the name will be like Tao Fire. So I hope you will enjoy it.
Looking forward to that. Well, it's been a great conversation. Xiao Xuan, Sleeping Brain, and Mong Tong, thank you so much for joining me on the show for the chat.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That was Xiao Xuan from Young Team Productions, Hong Yu and Juan Qi from Mong Tong, alongside Raven, Akau, and Rail from Sleeping Brain. Big shout out to our friends over at Tama Taiwan ASEAN Music Action for making this week's episode possible. Tama is an initiative by the Ministry of Culture of Taiwan and Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in Malaysia. You can head over to www.taiwanaseanmusicaction.com for more information. Once again, www.taiwanaseanmusicaction.com. And if you really enjoyed today's episode and would like to revisit this one and get a full track list of all the songs I've played, you can head over to our website, www.bfm.my, search for Wavelength, or get our very own BFM app on the App Store or Google Play. I'm going to leave you with a tune from Mong Tong. This one's called A Nambara. Do join me again next week, same time, same place, for more of the same. Until next time, my name is Off Newting. Take care, you've been locked in to Wavelength, bringing the best sounds and stories from the Asian region, right here on BFM 89.9.